Okay, now we're recording. Okay, so we're looking at the Taz over here in Sifkat and Gimel. So we just saw the Taz. The Taz brought this raya of the Isser of Rosh and Tzricha. He shall suit to the Tosis and Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav. It's interesting to me, you know, just. It's really an aside issue, this, but it's I just talk about because we're not going to get to it. In Reish Tezvav and Sif Dalad, it brings down the Yisr, a person should not say Bracha Shein Etzricha. So the Lashon of the, in the Lashon of the Poskim, Lashon Shein, they do not differentiate between Bracha Levatola and Bracha Shein Etzricha. They refer to Bracha Levatola as a Bracha Shein Etzricha, but they say there's two levels of Yisr of a Bracha Shein Etzricha. The Bracha Shein Etzricha, which is a valid Bracha, just you could have made circumstances that you didn't need it. Or the case was a bracha levatola, which has no, it's not a true bracha at this point in time, because there's no key of bracha. So a person, the case over there, the Rashba says, he brings over the Rashba, which really is a chubas, it's also a tesis yishanim, that if a person makes a shechita, he's shechting multiple animals, so he makes a bracha al shechita, and he shechts multiple animals with that one bracha. If he talks between the behema and the behema, he has to make a new bracha. So there's an issue to talk between the behemoths, because he's going bracha shenetzricha. Right? It's not a bracha levatola. Once he spoke, he says he has to make the bracha. It's not a bracha levatola. Right? If a person didn't speak with him and he decides to make another bracha, because once he really feel make another bracha, it's a bracha levatola. There's no din bracha over there, b'klal. That's a bracha levatola. But the Bacharan brings the makor from a Gemara in Yuma. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says over there that you learn Mishnayos over there in Yuma. It says that who's learning Daf Yomi? You learn Daf Yomi? Yes, you just learned the Gemara, right? Right? No more Daf Ayin. The Gemara over there says that the Kohen Gadol would read on Yom Kippur. So he would read. There was three places in the Torah where the Torah talks about Yom Kippur. It talks about Achrei Moshe. It talks about Parshas Emor. It talks about Parshas Pinchas. So he would read Parshas Achrei Moshe. He would roll to Parshas Emor because while the Matargim was being Matargim, you could roll it. And then he would read Parshas Pinchas Baal Peh. So Mor says, bring another Sefer. Right? Bring a second Sefer. Why does he read Baal Peh? Bring another Sefer. And he would say, I'm not, that it's written here, but it's a tirchus to roll it, and I don't want to, I didn't say the whole shmuz, but he said, it's not like I'm not reading Baal Peh because it's not written here, because he shouldn't think the Sefer Torah is chaser. So he would reborn that, but then he said Baal Peh. So Mor says, why? Where's Mechalikas? Rish Lakish says, because it's a bracha shen etzricha. You bring a second sefer, you think another bracha. Semela, it's a bracha shen etzricha, you shouldn't do that. The other one that says is because it's covered on tzibur. They have to wait till you bring the sefer, etc. So it's covered on tzibur. Magaram brings that kibor, that's the more he says, bracha shen etzricha. And that's what the Tosfos Yerushalmi says, Mikan, you learn in a case of a person shechs, and the Rashba brings that right also. The Rashba brings that in. That a person, when he's shechting, he shouldn't speak between shkita and shkita because he began bracha shen etzricha. He brings the makor, they're more over there in Yuma and Daf Ayin. I don't know why the Taz gets his raya from a Tosfos of Menachos Daf Lamed Vav, I mean, it's a Gemara. Yes, sir.
What?
It's not a bracha shen etzricha because it's a different person's getting the aliyah. Over there, the Kohen Gadol read the whole thing. That's a different question. Why would it be mechayev a second bracha? Why would it be mechayev a second bracha when you'd have to sit there? That's a good question, which the Achrayim handle. Right. Kaponim, but the yisoid of the Muslim bracha shen etzricha, that's the makor for it. It's a more rum than the Reish Tezvav. So then he gets him out on the whole shaila about. Shabbos, he has an interesting right. There's a famous law about the person wants to be garm brachas and tzichah on Shabbos, some of them are mea brachas. Right? He has to make mea brachas on Shabbos, so he says, you know, let's bring it in such a way that a male, I have to get another brachas, so it's not a brachas, and so therefore I marry mea brachas. He says, I don't get it. He has to make mea brachas on Yom Kippur also. The shlo himself goes to a whole big tirch and figure out how to make mea brachas on Yom Kippur. So the Kohen Gadol should bring a second saber, they will make mea brachas. So like, yeah. You know, according to the Shlua, the Bacharama is saying he's wrong. He says, not that he says, I got a raya from the whole makor of Hezrichel Lachar is connected to that, you know. So that's interesting. We're going to run. If you ever want to go through it over there, he brings Maram Galanti. He used to tell his family that they should bring the fruits after the meal. This way we have to make another bracha. Then he brings the kasher. He says, not like that. Fila mitzvah shal yavim lefanav osir laharis v'brochas. So that's the Bir Lacha talks about it in some Bereishis Nun. This shaila is a minig, which the chassidim, some chassidim have that they say kiddush and before they wash they eat mezarnas, right? So the Bir Lacha with their handles, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's okay because on Shabbos you can remember mei brochas like that shlo. So it's not a problem Rosh Hashanah Israel. And Shabur doesn't like it. He has a problem bringing Rosh Hashanah Israel.
They don't make an
after
bracha, right?
No.
Right.
So it's an interesting minute. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah. By Siddish Rebbe in Yerushalayim. Rebbe Breivitz told me to make an after bracha on the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's an interesting what? Yeah. Before they wash. Before they wash. So that, you know, I mean, we didn't get to Kufay and Ches, you know, which really should, but the Pasuk Teres is the Mishnah Pasuk Teres is Papyrus. Pas Poitras a Papyrus. There's this long Mishabruba there, it's a cut and base, where he deals with whether saying a bracha karna. He says you shouldn't say a bracha karna mazonos before the meal, eating right before the meal, because the tzad is pasul b'kistin, really it's a moitzi, you're going to bench, so you're covered with the benching, so it's better not to say a bracha karna he holds in that situation. So he says go to Kiddush, you know, you're staying for a mitzvah, staying for a meal. See if there's going to be a big hefsek in between the shirim welcome, you go hear the drasha, so then you make a bracha karna. But your mama's sitting at the table, the shabur comes out, you will not say a bracha karna on the mazonos. Okay, that's just agav. Okay. No, that wouldn't change it. Unless it's a very big hefsek. It's a hefsek adas, you know. You know, they finish the kiddush and then they take an hour resetting the room and setting the table. It's a big hefsek, so then you should. What?
An hour of
shear
and 10 minutes for retaining
the room.
An hour of
shear
and 10 minutes
for retaining the room. There's a shear after the same. Over here.
The charish.
Okay. No, during the shear, there's a hesed adas. The person is so involved in the kedusha of the shear, he doesn't even know that mazonos such a thing exists. Like, you know, plus you can't imagine such a thing, right? So it's clearly hesed adas. He went to the Lamas Yonim to have the Rebaran. How about Lakshan Kugel? Lakshan Kugel, it would be, you would probably say mazonos. You say I'll mix you afterwards, yeah. Okay. Now, the Magen Avraham doesn't like the Taz, but even the Taz says this is so swara that half the Tavol Chaviv that you make two brachas. This sheet of that the Ramah brings, you make two brachas, is only a scenario where you're eating each one by itself. Hanu dafkim erchol l'simchnei atzmai b'zeh armin divarcha lov tchila b'erchol k'sas b'menu b'erchol yivarcha l'ikr b'erchlenu. So the case over there, the more says the case where he ate snow, and it's very sharp, and he's eating the zayas afterwards to reduce the sharpness of the stone. So that he says, if the mice of the stone is chav, if the zayas is chaviv to you, you should make a bracha on the zayas also, because the mice are eating it separately. But if you're eating it together, then there's no shiloh. Is that nearly lechiach prepare ketzim b'varchem daf lamed heishem and zayas b'varchem la b'rei priyates? Either shasalei be'ene azuki mazigley. Okay, I'll pass the nigger, shem and tvela. And versus the case, I'll get a nigger. But my little mukula, but pass my shem and chaviv loy. The levadi, the zest, since you're eating it together with the pass, lomahani chaviv, kim the okhalay ima pass be yachat. Lomahani kan, elabinayatsma, kiniskalia. So the Taz says that there's a difference between when you're eating it together and you're eating them separately. So even though in Mitzad, totally Tofel, the same Tofel applies, it would apply in both scenarios. Right? Even though that would be true, but the mice, there's still a difference between being eating it together, eating it separately. We'll see more of the Mishnah Berurah quotes the end of this Taz of this in the, to prove one of his points. Okay, the Magen Avraham in Gimel brings the auger that the stone is, if the stone is Iker and Chav, you make a bracha on the son, you part of the Zayas. But if the son is Iker but not the Chav, it means the Zayas is the Chav, you make the bracha on the, you make a bracha on the Zayas. That so the Lashon, first of all, shared to him. He says the Lashon is shared to him because he didn't say that Zayas was the Chaviv. He said that Stone was the Iker and the Chaviv. Means compare the two, the Stone was more Chaviv. But if it wasn't more the Chaviv, which means they're equal in Chavivus, then you make a rock on the Zayas also. That I don't get. If you tell me one is the Iker, one is the Chaviv, I can hear such an argument. If you tell me over here, one is the Iker and the Chaviv, one is the Chaviv, they're both Chaviv the same. So, Vada Iker should be Machri over there. So, what is he talking about? V'tzarchim lomo l'hatzdoin Iker. V'oy kosha, masha kosha, v'afushi brachas, odif. We also the harbors to masha kosha, v'soyb sim reish tezvav. That's the din over there, reish tezvav. Then he's got the kasher of the more over there. That the more asks the kasher of Yehuda, doesn't know that Iker Tafel. The same way we hold Chaviv, Yehuda holds Min Shiva. So he holds him Iker Tafel, but Min Shiva is a Mechaim of Bracha. Okay, nearly. So Pshat Narzuru is something else. What is it? Hani Milkesh, it's not Iker, Vichav, Klaimer, Kamash, Kosa Rashi, Shishil, Hiskal, Achil, Achil, Zayas, Elohav, Vich, Kurfish, it's not Iker, Zayas, Tafel. You're eating the Zayas, it's a Tafel. And your interest is eating the snow. You have no interest in eating the zayis. But the maisa, because the snoin is sharp, you end up eating the zayis. Like the Morse of Paris Genoisers, Alim snoin iker, v'loi chavim, klamer shalohoyek nechlash liboy, rak ochol snoin im zayis, albi shalchor ha-zayis tovel at snoin, kamokam ein at snoin iker, the mazayis iker, shay ochol shayim zay im zay, when it's not chavim, like Yosim Yezayis, even they're equal in the chavivus. So why do I say that it's not as nicker? In that situation, you make two brachas. Mevarach alzayis, zayis, brei per eitz, achas, brei per adam alatznoin, min shiva adif. So you should say the brach on the min shiva first, like the bahag, the brei per eitz goes first. Ven lomer shivarach, brei per adam alatznoin, yifter zayis, what are you making two brachas for? Just make it a dumb and patter both of them. If it's not Iker and Tafel, you don't do that. That's the Rashi, Mimalef of an Aleph, that we had a Havamid, and maybe this concept of being Mimayan and Brachas is so stark that you use the Bidi Abed of making a dumb and the Zayas together with the Snoy. No, we don't do that. That's not true, right? So it comes out, this is Bechal not, it's not a case of Iker and Tafel. So it's not Bechal not relevant. So he's this Ramah, who's quoting in the Iker and Tafel, the Ramah is saying it's not true. He doesn't, in a case where it's Iker and Tafel, the Chavivus of the Tafel is irrelevant. Where is this then relevant in the case it wasn't an Iker and Tafel? Okay, sure. You know, so it's Bechal not the case it was. Fine. Then he says, I want to, V'chein ma'asher v'simen kuvayim zayin, the karmel and the warmer boy m'esech asur ha'pas p'trosin, ho'el ba'pas Iker. Al bish v'stama hein chavivim me'apas. So again, this sort of supports my argument, you know, that everything, yeah, the pas iker, because that was their main meal. You know, they had other foods, and other foods were more chavit than in the pas, and still chazal were kaveya that the pas was the iker. He wasn't saying this socio-economic explanation of why chazal were kaveya the pas iker, because that's all they had. It's not, we were saying that, no, they had other foods, and all the foods were taka chavit, and still chazal said the pas is the iker. You know, that's... You know, just supporting what we were saying before. He brings the rash for like that, etc. Mishar achilos mat pas biyayin sarf. So he's eating it to help for digestion. So that, number one, that's not called part of the surah. That's not called sarach ha-surah, and you need to make a brach on that. And that's, so you need to make a brach on the yayin sarf. We're eating it with the pas. Near the varchal yain sarif shade kavanos alechem rak kavanos al yain sarif Neshe chazak lo yulish toisa yisur by pass. Al kimak shemis kimak sav the lips simenish base if dalad mivarech al Hashem. Kamak mivarechol karamachilos the pass shuri b'yain sorov. Vadigam came the kavanas elise said alei v'harbalei pasik or mivarech amotzi. But you had it earlier on. Yeah, you're enjoying the whiskey together with your pass. But then the pass is lisa and alei. So then there's no chiyah bracha. Fine. Ein Tosis Rosh that they discuss a possibility where you soak the bread with the wine. There, in the case, it's not wine. It's wine, not yain sort of. And they said that the pass can be the ikur. Because of Shlo, Taylor and Melechel pass b'shashtia. Kim yuchol lahavkin and machlam mishum mili keres the circle of varcha moitzi. Olam li to kashtia. So who knows what you're really thinking? Therefore, stay away from it. It's really true also by mezarnis also. See, if you really are hungry for the mezarnis, there's no shot. You make a mezarnis on the mezarnis. You say, no, I'm just doing it to help me have my coffee. Now, you can come on as the coffee, and I like having a little bit of mezarnis to flavor the coffee. I don't know what you really can come on as. It's a good idea to avoid that. Now, you can eat a little beforehand, separate, and make two brachas. And then whatever you do afterwards, that's your business. If you dip your mezarnis in your coffee, you have to wash, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, if you're doing something that everyone else doesn't do because you like doing something a certain way.
Again, we're not discussing something which halachically wouldn't have been in your tafel. There's something which you have done in your tafel. The question is, how are you intending to do it? So I always do it like this. Rakhel Bekach doesn't mean I'm making a new din. I'm giving a case where it is normal to eat this as an ikur nadal. Right? The question, I didn't have intent for it to be an ikur nadal. So Rakhel says, I made it an ikur, that's what I planned to do. Right? I always have sugar in my coffee. I forgot to put the sugar in beforehand. You can make a rakhel on the sugar. Now, having sugar in a coffee is not a kiddush called ikur tofel. That's not the kiddush. The kiddush is, I didn't have intent for the sugar. Well, yeah, you're rogel b'kach, so you covered the sugar. Right? I added milk to my coffee. I didn't make a bracha on the milk. Right? But I normally add milk, so I made a bracha on the coffee. I never add milk to my coffee. There's no milk on the table. I didn't have to come over with the milk. I never add milk to my coffee. I'm drinking coffee. So you know what? Why not try it with some milk? You need a bracha on the milk. I never add it. Where's the bracha on the milk?
But the scenario is no having
milk. No, you should really make it separately before you mix it. He's discussing pass. I said this example of pass would be true by mizanus also.
Because of kashi yeshba. Because otherwise, why would it be different from ha'etz adam ha'shapa? If you have like a ha'etz and shapa that you're eating together.
Watch, I should be nimna because I'm not sure what my kavana is.
Yeah.
Oh, look what happened. Over there, you go bus arrive. So if you don't know what your kavana is, you go bus arrive.
Right, so why over here?
Yeah, because of kashi yeshba. Yeah, correct. I don't have a problem if you had kavana, but you didn't have kavana. A guy never drinks coffee with his milk. You can't say he really had kavana for the milk every time, just he didn't never end up with the milk. He made a bracha on the coffee, he didn't intend the milk. The schloss idea that Ruggle allows the kavana to work is because you're Ruggle. If not Ruggle, I didn't have kavana. If I had kavana, I had kavana. There's no bottle of nitre in that situation, right? Really, I made a bracha on the coffee. I meant the milk also, because I always, everyone else is drinking milk. This never happened, never had milk, because I never...
Did you have milk?
What? How much is Ruggle is Ruggle? That's what they asked me yesterday. If you add it beforehand, you don't have a problem. If you plan to add it, you don't have a problem. If it's on the table, you don't have a problem. Right. The scenario wasn't the table. You didn't plan that. You didn't add it. Right? So, right? You have to wash, yeah. No, that's not the time. You don't know bracha, but you have to wash, yeah. Double shit people of a mask. Donuts, Oreos, whatever, yeah. I wash wet grapes. I wash wet grapes.
Right, people, nobody washes his hands.
Yeah.
Why does so many people, like pickles, nobody washes their hands? Like, what happened?
So, pickle, okay, I'm sorry. You know what I was about to say? What was I about to say? What?
What about that we...
Pickles, you eat it with a fork. But then I cap. Most people don't eat it with a fork.
Only to avoid, Rebbe.
Yeah, I eat pizza with a knife and fork. I mean, when I eat used to eat pizza, I don't eat chicken with a knife and fork also. I'm sorry, from the wrong generation. Listen, the Mishnah Berurah brings on this. It's a machlokes. There is a machlokes Mishnah whether the din darshes bilul mashka or not for chulin. That's whether halacha l'maaseh there is such a din. Mishnah Berurah comes out. It's appropriate to be machmer because it's a machlokes Mishnah, and there's many. Seems to most Mishnah hold your machlokes. The Iker Mishnah, which you follow, hold your machlokes. There should be machmer. It's not like there aren't any Mishnah said that you're potter. I could argue to suffer the one of the kula and not machayiv to wash. I mean, it's not like the people who are doing it are totally off the wall. People, you know, but Mishnah Berurah, all the places where they say it's appropriate, it's a machayiv Rishonim. The Rav Rishonim that we paskin like say it applies even for kula and even as zman hazeh. So you're machayiv to wash. So that's why we wash all the bracha. Zman, at the time when they were machayiv to wash, mikra din, like with the kohen who washed for shuma, he washes with a bracha, or the more is mashal that there was a din washing for kulin, that was with a bracha. Why did it not a bracha? Because it's machlokes Rishonim whether it's zakiyev to wash.
Right. So is there any afron that says don't wash nowadays? Don't wash.
No, nobody says not to, but you know, but the Mishnah Berurah's lashem over there. He says the minigar is not to, but it's not right. It's not appropriate. He mentions the minigar is not to.
Right. Something you normally eat with the fork, you don't have to wash.
Something which you normally eat with the fork, you don't have to wash.
That's normally with pork, not just that you're
plenty eating
pork. Correct. So even
Rebbe
has to wash for pickles.
I pushed it. I never thought about it. It's still not in my thought process. You're right. I never thought about it. That's a good point. Yeah. People eat pickles with their hands?
It's
a
full
pickle.
It's a full
one. Then it's more nice. I hear. Okay. Yeah.
I don't issues with that because that you have to. That's only when you're touching with your hands.
The fact that you, if someone's a derek is to eat with your hands, even if you're eating with a fork, it's something you have to wash. Because if we're afraid you're going to eat with your hands. Okay, bye there. Shumas and Rumba, Kosov, Shain Sark Natila, Rabbi Sayyid. Ain't Sark Natila, when you're eating this path in a situation, when you're eating as a tuffle to something else, you're not making moitzi, you're making a shahako, you're not benching, you don't have to wash either. Now, the Shumas and Rumba doesn't exactly say that. Shumas and Rumba actually says that depends if you eat it before the shtiyah or after the shtiyah. If you eat it after the shtiyah, you don't have to wash. Eat it before the shtiyah, you don't have to wash. Because Matamosha, B'Shem Rashal, fine. Weiter, okay. Taz, fascinating Taz and hay. We don't pass like this Taz. It's just a fascinating thought process. I don't know the Matzias exactly how this worked, but apparently it was that people would like the example of Ramoy is the person would take the good gunnyos, which is like cherries, and he would eat the garinim, the pits. They were sweet, and put it in his mouth first, and then drink the drink. So the order always was they were there to use them. Therefore, the brachos of eights, right? That they would use, and you do it before the drink. It's not you don't drink and then add it afterwards. It's too late. So it's tough to the drink, but you always have it beforehand. So after a more, you have to take a bracha, right? Zot the taz near the gagonius kiyotzim b'shehem lamate kashtia and shayach behem. Tour the gamri, they'll never be potter, because each drink, you put the so you take the fruit, you take a cherry, the cherry pit, you put it in your mouth and you drink the mashka, right? Oh, so it's beforehand. No. I'm a big boy. I'll do the first one without it. Now I put the cherry in my mouth afterwards. It's not for what's before. It's for the next drink. So it's always before the drink. You never have it post the drink. You always have it for the drink. So it comes out, each one is eating the what's going to come afterwards. So hasis is never going to be potter because you're always having it before the ikur. And Shabbat Tulagami Kikomasha maybe Tech Zman Shoiski Mashia Mikri Kadam Shia. The Holy Bola Matik Masha Shosa Kvar Rak Masha Yishta Akakak. China says that Yigra Loi Taiva Lishti Akakak Mela Ikri Kadam Shia. Let's talk about a bracha Shabir Kadam Shasia Rishana. So he made a bracha on the Mashka. When he made a bracha on the Mashka, on the first, that didn't cover the cherries because the cherries which come after that Mashka aren't for the drink. Please look at Taz, right? The Adam boy Leo's tough on the Masha Shasa Kvar, then Taylor's like, Vain's a Dorval Zai Shaykh Lakhat's night, Shas Masha Masha Kvar, tough like, Zenir Poshit. We don't pass on this Taz. The Taz is focusing on the Baruch is on the first drink. Is Baruch on the first drink? Baruch is on the cup. He learned the Baruch is on the first drink. Okay, so on the first drink, I made a bracha on the first drink. This cherry has no shaychus to the first drink. The cherry that I have afterwards is for the second drink, not for the first one. So how can the bracha, which is on the first drink, cover on the cherry, which is for the second drink? That's assuming that the bracha is on the first drink. If the bracha is on the whole cup, it's a tumble, but it's always before the ikur.
Does it get a
That's a separate question. I'm like, but the Taz is in the bracha b'chlal. And in case where I would have it afterwards, so you remember the Taz, a thought process. Remember we discussed that the Rishonim, like the Rash, learned that the bracha is on the apple in your hands, and all of the apples are nifter ayinei greiru. The Taz saying by shtia, the bracha is on the first drink that you drink at, not on the cup, it's on the drink that you drink after you make the bracha, and all the other times you drink is also greiru. That's the chavrut that Taz is saying. So there's always he's got a good taina. The bracha is on the first drink. The cherry which comes after the first drink is not shy after the first drink. So it's not a double to it. So you need to learn bracha. We don't pass on with this stuff. No, he said even if you would have, it's never shy. He says because even if you have it afterwards, it's not for the before. It's for the next one.
Even with
Taz. Even with Taz. So but the mice, we don't learn like this. We learn pasha the bracha you're making. Okay, so we had a machlokes shana whether it's the bracha on everything on the table, is everything which exists in the house, or is it what's in your hand, right? Unless you have prepared das to cover the other foods also. But the Rashba, we came out like the Rashba, that the Iker Baruch is actually what's called what you have in your hand. And everything which is on the table is Ayyadei Greiru. Okay. But the case of here wasn't, unless the case was he was doing a little Gezlach, and each one was a cassette. In Pashas, he had a cup of Mashka, and he drinks it over a few sips. So it's interesting to us. We don't pass on this to us.
Why does the Taz sound like he's speaking a different case than the Ramah?
Because he is.
He's
he says.
How do we know the Ramah doesn't agree with this
Taz? I don't know whether the Ramah agrees with this Taz or not. The Taz is they're talking about different cases. The Taz says ain't shaykh ben patur legarim. It's never shaykh ben patur, because each time as you do it, it's always for the next one, not for the one before. Maybe the Ramah agreed to that. I don't know. The Ramah is discussing that. The Ramah is discussing the case you had it before the first before the bracha. The Taz is chiddush even you had it after the bracha didn't work for it.
Somebody argues on this
Taz? Yeah. I'm saying the Taz's word is that even though you had it after the bracha, it's not a tuffle because it was not a tuffle to what you had it before, so it's a tuffle what you're going to have afterwards. No, that's not a tuffle in the bracha. The bracha is for all of the drink, and this is tuffle to the next drink, so it's tuffle that I drink, and it was cool in the bracha on that drink. The bracha is not for this drink, it's for this thing, and it's for all the drinks. And on that bracha, it was included my tefillahs for that drink. Anyway, it's an interesting task. Very interesting thought process. Okay, the Magen Avraham. So, you make a shahakol, right? you make a shahakol. It's like the mug on a rum, rak shahakol, hoilable nearly the hazaruas, feel it after bezesh, who tuffle the shtias, shamashkin. By your royal barakal mashka, shahakol. Well, if there's that. Nay, shahakol, tuffle the chila, my barakal, the chame of barakal, kibir is a ikr. My barakal is a ikr, who dobra acher, ain't my barakal of shahakol. That's how I would learn the arzaru. Tradition, the haven, the arzaru married the feel of rights, alicious yaya. Mavarakalish greenum shahakol. Holem tfalem. If see the berchos and atzmi is mavarach shahakol, achem mavar layan brepi agaf. So Rachim and Oli ha, gam Rav Beis Yosef chelak alot chenirli din lis mechala harazu my mashasal isim and kufain dal siv zayin. Okay, so not the magen rama. First of all, there's a ruah b'chlal is not a ride to this shaila. They says argues the whole thing doesn't make any sense. The makor of the Ramah is not the Arzurua, but it's the Trusdashin quoting the Arzurua. Even a case where the Iker, the bracha on the Iker is something else, not a shahakol, the bracha on the top will be a shahakol. The Magaram says the case was that the bracha on the Iker was a shahakol. It's not wine. We're talking about a case where it was wine, a drink with good godliness. Say if the bracha was whiskey, the bracha on whiskey is a shahakol. The bracha on the godliness is AIDS. Since Batson really should have partnered the Gagonius with the Shahako, to say when you eat it beforehand, the proper bracha is still a Shahako. But in a case where the bracha on the Iker is Brepia Goffin, you're not going to say that the bracha on the Gagonius is a Shahako. That's an error that by whiskey, you should have said Shahako. So say Shahako now. And you'll be yours with a Shahako. But you can't say. Then you would have been yours with the Brepia Goffin. So what does the Shahakol do with it? Elamai what? So what are you going to say? You can't say Brepia Goffin. So you should say, you'll say Brepia Aids. And the good on you. So, you can't make a Goffin on cherries. Yeah, but even on the self of the mice, you didn't have the yin yet. That which you, there is that much he's masking, the cause when you didn't have the yin yet. You can't say the bracha. That. Now, the Taz actually asked that question. Involve. Very interesting Taz is over here. Okay, Baruch Allah, Eichel Tchila. Lo Yitachon, Shifteinu Eichel, Yikach, Hakach, Baruch Hashem, Mefrei, Akbar, Yen, Hanabal, Bracha. So what do you do? Without a bracha? Of course you have to make a bracha. You can't make the bracha afterwards work retroactively. Because the Tribune, Eshon, Shama, Kashi, Mehob, Perkaz, that. So you take these summim which they only get make a smell when you put them on the coals. So you make the bracha even before you smell them by putting on the coals. So you put on the coals and then you make the bracha, you put on the coals and then you smell them. Wonderful. What do you make a bracha on? Hakanami name a kim shadai to lishtas yayin, barchal tchila, lamatek ashtia, shaper yvorach takev ala yayin, yerchal agarin, vishta. So Taz, make a brepia goffin. Put the garin in your mouth and drink. Make a bremen abisamim, put the thing on the coals and smell. What's the difference? Right? The bracha on the garin you're masking is brepia goffin. Once you have with the yayin, Elba, you say, Vein loymar the havi heftig brain bracha l'shtia. I'll prove it to you. The moitzi havi deeper heftig brain bracha l'achila. Fill the hachki im amr haviu melech liften loy havi heftig. Kim l'sarach achila. Hakinami achila zu l'sarach shtia he lo havi heftig. So what's the problem? Make a rapier goffin, eat your cherries, and then drink your wine. Just don't talk. Vishlomer the kan havi hanoach eris min shtia akin havi heftig. Right, so over there, the word is you made a bracha and you're saying a deeper, which is relevant for the hamotzi. The mice over here, even though the purpose of this is to be a tefillah to the yayin, but the mice, you're bringing the henna from a cherry right now. So it's like you're making a rapier goffin, enjoying cherries, and then having wine. So that's a hefsek, he says. Okay. I'm going to pass on this tazi. Okay. We're doing very well over here. Next. Rak shahakol. B'shoyosif kosel was that in the early the female shekosel ran on b'soyif simnei shur b'shem arash b'shil chazar and kshir lo shayach bracha cheres hakanami b'shil amatek ashir lo shtishana b'rchosa adkan l'shem. So the B'shoyosif argues, I don't get it. We see over there that there is a shita which said that when you eat mezonos and you have pachas mikashir, you say b'nefashos instead of saying ala mechir. And Rosh said, that's ridiculous. If the correct bracha is ala mechir, it's not going to change because you have the pachas mikashir. It's not going to become b'nefashos. Either you don't make a bracha at all, or you say ala mechir, you don't say b'nefashos. So we hear also, either you make a rapier eight, you don't say any bracha at all, but you're not going to make a shahakal on the thing. That's the Rosh's kash. Ramah Kosel was at the lesson of the Morav. The Ramah Darkim Rosh says, what are you talking about? Kimishu, the Tavel of Aracher, and Ikar Nal, Mirsa Tavel, and the Baruch Allah Berchosa Riyaloi. I'll talk about Baruch Allah, Shal Yehenna Me'elam Zabal Lebracha, Kshim Baruch Allah Shakal, Yotza, Lodav of the Pachal Bekashir, Shun Hena Me'oichal, Shuikar Hanasa. Talk about Baruch Allah Berchosa Riyaloi. Over there, you ate Mezonis, you ate Mezonis, 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 when we can bring the Foshas, the Baruch Allah Alamichia. Okay, it's too small, so you don't make any Baruch. But over here, you're not using it in the regular ways. It's not eitz. It's just a echadimsa, not the inherent of the Zabal Lebracha. That's what Moshe says. I get it. Taz, I don't get it. Maybe the skills that must be leading is the Vata Divri, but he says the Gam Chasar and Shir, Lashat Mikra and Nehenna can write Mikra and Osli. Having too small, it's Mamayit and the Hano. The whole Shema Kishir and Hano Shlema. Okay, Mali, Shena, Hano Shlema, Machus Chasar and Shir, Machus Shu, Tafel, the Baracher. But you could Ksas, Hano, Akaponim. Okay. Lavush Kosov, different swore, Dom Chasar and Shir, the Shom Ain Chiyu Bracha. The case over there is Pachal Mikashir, it's not Chiyu Bracha. Elimnei chesor nashir and on a boyim likwer lo bracha cheres. Let's make a new bracha. That's on the shir for all bracha cheres as kazayis. Mezonos is very chashiv to leave without anything. Let's make up the bracha's brain of hashes. We don't do that. The amr rosh b'shul chesor nashir lo shayach bracha cheres. Elo yivar klal abahacha pashat the sarach levarich. B'yachol pashim ha'ikar rak mitam lo yehenim elam zebul the bracha b'hune henim kadam kvar. Kaidam an Achilas Iker, a Dasnan Shivar Tila. Let me show my Atzman, let me show my Iker, show my Tilech Lachakach, so I know Chavetz Bezal Bezal Iker. Therefore, Baha Meir Arash, the Machu Tzvilosa, Tishana Berchasa. We can't say no mass, we can't look at the Pshat either. We quoted this Taz. Who remembers we quoted when we quoted this Taz? That's not a fair question. Right. We quoted this Taz in Daflam Hayman Aleph. The Taz learns that the bracha achron is also a din of asal hanas of the blood bracha. The chi of bracha rishon and bracha achron is all rooted in the concept of the asal hanas of the blood bracha. So he's saying, which is saying, listen, bracha rishon is because of asal hanas of the bracha. So that you can't leave without any bracha over there. It's a bracha achron. You never shear, so you're not having anything. What do you mean asal hanas of the bracha and the bracha achron? That's what the Taz says. The Lush says, what are you talking about? That's it then, Bracha Mishana. You can't be Nehana by Lamazah without first saying thank you. The Taz says, you're being over the Issa being Nehana by Lamazah Baruch unless you say thank you first and second. We're Nehana by Lamazah Baruch. You didn't say Bracha Karna. Chutzif. You took my food and say thank you. Afterwards, you're Nehana by Lamazah Baruch. You said Bracha Mishana. Okay, you're not a Gansa Goy. You're not a Gansa Shekhar. You're half a Shekhar. Now that's what the Taz learns. Like we quoted this Taz. This is the Taz who learns Bracha Karna is also rooted in the din of Asa Alam Zabal Bracha. The Hasim Gamkin Yesom Asa Lahanas Bulei Bracha by Bracha Karna. In Cain, Pachas Nashir, Hayol Lelaimer, Shlapachas Yivarach Bein Afoshas. The same way we were saying, well, listen, it's not really normal to eat it. You can't make a regular Bracha. You got to say something. So say Shahako. So whatever, you got to say something to say Bein Afoshas. Pachas Nashir, so say something. Say the same argument. So, afilu hachi amar rosh no kima shadavish bechasa be'en sholish lo shayach by klal brein afoshes afilu pachas bekashir. But what are you supposed to do? There's no brein afoshes over here. It's a mezonos. It's an alamechia. Hachinami ha'yir lo normish lo yishin bracha mamashi yesh boy achas mishtaim yir oy lo yivarch klal oy yivarch bracha ruyaloi. Okay, so he doesn't like the levush either. When he's starting near the taras by finzai, I want to say that. The answer why you could dingzich on the Beis Yosef like this. So I don't like the Ramah's argument. I don't like the Lavush's argument. I got my own argument. There's no klolis bracha achrona. Call me the prop of the atzma. Either you say no ben nefashos or you say no mechir. There's no thing that ben nefashos b'di'evad is bracha klolis. doesn't exist. We can't call him a shana sham nikrishina reigns an ochin. So you can't do something else, it's the wrong bracha. Mashaken kan, my bracha rishana, yesh mokal, there is a bracha which is a bracha klolis. Kol shahako. Thou kol shahako is yotze. Nechashiva shish ksas ksosam. So why do we make a shakal and everything? Why do we make a shakal and everything? It would work, we might make life much easier. Teretz is, because of the chashivas of certain items, we want to give it a special bracha. When you're eating a tofu, you're not eating it with the chashivas. So it goes back to the general, it should go back to the basic bracha. Over there, there's no basic bracha. But over here, there's a basic bracha. The betzim, we should start out with, really, we start out with Hichos brachas, all brachas are shahako. If you eat it in a very, very chashiva way, we'll give it a special bracha. You do that? So it remains a shahako. But over there, what's the shaykhis? It's interesting, Lush, in the way he says it. A shahakal betzim belongs to all foods. All foods betzim a shahakal shahak to it. The Chazal said, you know what? Instead of saying a shahakal, say a better bracha because it's more meyuchad. If you can't do that, so you may say a shahakal because that is the right bracha for it. But by bracha kvar, it's not shaykh such a sword. It's a fascinating way he says it. Well, kaponim, my hara sheina tov v'chavi v'lov. Then you get back to the shayla v'chavi, which he doesn't hold. But let's just finish off over here. Beis, sif beis. So at the end of the day, he's being mekayim the shita of the Ramah, which the Magen Avraham argued on. Mishabura comes out, maisa, not like the Ramah, but like the Magen Avraham. The Be'er Lachi Chelsea Tzutz, remember he had the Lach and Reish Dalet, if a person is eating something for eating a food for refuah purposes. So Ramos said, you make a shahako. We came out there, you make the right bracha. Once it's something which is, it's chayk nehenu, man, or it could be a oichel, even though you're coming for refuah. Ramos says, if you're not eating it for the regular chila purposes, you don't get the bracha. So he said, the Be'er Lachi says, that's what the Ramos is saying over here also. Eating it as a tofu, that's the main such a swar over there. You're not eating it for regular achila purposes. But over here you are eating it for regular. But we don't pass like that Ramah over there. Once you're eating the food, you make the regular bracha. So over also you make the regular bracha. Okay. Sif beis. Merkachas menichon al rikikim dakim oisom dak rikikim havetfeil the merkachas shadav yidu shen miskavim lechol lechem. So they made these rikikim which were hamoitzi, like matzah crackers. And you put this merkachas that they used to make this, they would bake this like jelly-like thing, and you eat with fruits and etc. And your main
bake it together.
Well, no. So your main kavanah is to eat the merkachas, but it's very gooey, and it's, you know, the only way to do it is you take the cracker and you put the stuff on top, and you use the cracker as a hekel timson to eat. So and over there the cracker is a tofel. Now. So zok the Magen Avraham. Shem is kavdam, but midenas elu shemenichem merkachas al dushanim shetayim lemachol. We have crackers which are sweet; they have honey in them, so they're not just, you know, hard whatever. They taste good. So your kavanas imkain kavanasa gamkain lachilas al dushanim umavarech aleim. So you make a bracha. You make a mezonos on the dushanim. Now, do you make a bracha on the merkachas also? Magen Avraham doesn't say. Tell with merkachas a shekel. Last merkachas a shekel over here. And then you make a bracha of the dushanim, and then you make a bracha of the merkachas afterwards.
So
this machzor shekel, this Magen Avraham is the makor for that Mishnah Berurah, which we saw back in Kufas Amaches, that he discusses this din. This is the source for it. Is this machzor shekel?
So these crackers they were lechem in the mechaber, and now dushanim are specifically in the zonos. They're not
dushanim. They're sweet. The whole point is they're made out of dash. It's possible kistin. But the thing would be true by case of mazonos also. If you're having crackers which are mazonos crackers because they're hard, etc. So they get them mazonos. You know, you melba toast, right? If pash is melba toast, which is made commercially, is a mazonos. If you make melba toast at home, it's a moitz. If you make melba toast commercially, it's a mazonos. They're made like a chila to be eaten. Like a cracker thing, you know.
So there's not a case where you've made hamotzi and then the mirkachas would be put there anyway. There's not.
No, Right. So now, so it's a mazonis. Now I'm eating, I'm smearing some stuff on top. So what's my kavana? So, fine. Lechel lechem, rak shaborim ladavik, and rakach zaleim, shalit tam for yadayim. But you just want to use it to smear it on top. This way you can get, you shouldn't get your hands dirty. Let's see the taz. Rakikim havu tfeila lemerkachas. Near the zedavkim oichel rakikinim merkachas. Oichel merkachas min lamala. Vehisha rakikin, voichlin bifnei atzon, sikhlin bracha rilahem, does osumahem gam kenikr. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, you remember, over there in Kuf Samaches, said not like this, seemingly. That's why I had the word seemingly. That's the English translation of Lechara, right? Whenever I say Lechara, you know what that means. That there's another half of the sentence, right? It's in Kuf Samaches, end of Sivches, page Samaches. And the Mishnah Berurah. And the Simchas. Okay. So the Mechaber says the same thing over there. Oboisim Rekikim, the Dak, and Shnesim Rekachas Aleim, and Telim, the Gaber Rekachas, Rechaz Rekachas, Potartim. The same thing as we have over here. Right? So there, over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, look at what I said over there. So here, then the Reshit Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, take a look at what I said in Kufsa Meches. So this thing, the Mechaber says it again in Kufsa Meches. Okay?
Mr. Coming out, gets one brach or two?
What?
Let's say, like, if a person has, like, crackers and cheese.
Okay. Mishabura Sifkatan Mem Hey. Hey, tell me, in his common lechol harakikin, the raksha oisin or some kadeshal yitan for yadayim, but merikachas, quoting the Magen Avraham. Ken havi isa bechlal tofu. So the mezonis is a tofu. Can it come on, reshid beis? Kosar chanim shom. Then the sender should know some rakachas al dufshanim, she karn lekach flodin, she stavim dufshanim maicha baatzman, and can come and also gami shilam achilas dufshanim, meila heim eikur mevorchal and bremen mizonis, upoch the rakachas, upoch it, the davka b'shem esafia nefim b'yacha, I'm off al dufshanim levad, and then you put the rakachas on top, ain't not some rakachas tefel lehem, come and also lechol shneim, then rakachas born the lapis of dufshanim. Tzarech levorach gamal merkachas, and that's this machzor of the shekel. Patarta, I'm ochel merkachas from the malah behisher hukikin b'chol mitnayatz and tzarech levorach b'rim nizenas aleim. That's this tas, right? Then he says, but achim b'cholim b'yacha v'nisher oik sas rochik b'lo merkachas. You ate it together, and then you had a little bit left over at the ends. Ein tzarech levorach alav kiman the ikar achilos ahoyu b'yacha b'nechshav the tovel merkachas. That's the source of your leftover milk in your cereal. Right? The Taz would not, the Taz would... No, the Pasha would agree that the Taz doesn't address it. The Mishnah Berurah learns that's he had now. So the source for this, he says he learns it's Mashmosa Taz, but it's the Shulchan Aruch says of a Farish. So he learns the Taz agrees to that.
It was the case of the Markaka.
So it really depends. This is going to depend very much. So look at the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is very important that we hear the Lashon. The case where they didn't bake it together, but if they made the Dushan and Levat, and then you put them in the Merkachas on top, Ein Nasim and Merkachas Tfeil Lehem, that those words are very important words. So I could have a situation where I take a cracker and I put a little tuna fish on top, because I want the cracker and I want to have something together with the cracker. It's malapis. Or I have a situation where I'm really interested in tuna fish and I'm putting it on top of the cracker, which the cracker just hangs upside down, but I shouldn't get my hands dirty. A situation where I'm interested in the cracker, and I'm interested in the tuna fish. Right? Three different scenarios. Right? So, the case where the cracker is just echad zalma to eat the tuna fish, she says, you know, you just make a bracha on the tuna fish. The case where I'm just smearing a little bit on to be a malapes, so make a mazonis. Mm-hmm. Case where it wasn't the malapes, I'm interested in eating tuna fish for tuna fish. I'm also interested in crackers for crackers, so I make two brachas. If it wasn't baked together. If it's baked together, I make one bracha mazonis.
Even if there's leftover
Then he says, in that scenario, in scenario number one, where I ate it as a tuffle, right? So the crackers were just a way to eat the tuna. I had no chance in the crackers, batsim. I finish all the tuna. There's some crackers left over. So I say, you know, baltashkas, and I eat it. So I don't have a bracha, right? I would have to leave some over to have some crackers by itself afterwards. I just made it into an ikker. That's what the Taz is saying. So he learns what the Taz is saying. I think that's like a standard kids thing, right? So Moshe talks about ice cream sandwiches. So he goes through ice cream and says, ice cream sandwiches, the ice cream is made separately, and then the wafers are made separately, and then you stick them together. So he says, if your ikur kavana is for the mezonos, so you make one bracha. If your ikur kavana is for the ice cream, but you also enjoy the mezonos, you make two brachas. Right? But I think over there, the mice, the amount of, which is there is a significant amount. It's hard to me to say that the amount of cream in the Oreos is significant enough to be. But the mamash b'daf get it separately. Here's a shot which we haven't talked about tomorrow. Like this din of nefu yachad, the source is a Shulchan Aruch Rav. What is that exactly?
I was going to ask make it something.
So, what's called nefu yachad? So, I mean, you could find a lot of scenarios out. So, I the Mishabur talks about. So here they're distinct. They're not. You see them separately. They're nikkur b'tnei atzmum. They're not called a taruvus. Taruvus. The point is, it's one ma'isachil. It's one unit. They're not a unit. They're two separate things. They happen eating together. If I bake it together, it becomes one unit. So it becomes a taruvus. And even though it's nikkur, that doesn't bother Mr. Burr if it's nikkur. Right? That's the car of the lumbus, right? So what defines making it into a unit? Dafkafiyah? Why dafkafiyah? Let's say I melt chocolate. Not a share of yatza lettuce, but you can melt chocolate at 110 degrees. It's not yatza lettuce, but I didn't cook it. And I coat, I dip something which is eights. I dip almonds into my chocolate. So I didn't cook it. But is it a unit? Pashas is a unit, right? So what about if I freeze them together? I put them in the freezer and I freeze them together, right? Rav Ozer is not sure he agrees with Moshe's pesach on the ice cream because you froze it together. So you also made it one thing together. Like, why is it after cooking? Mechadesi cooking is the one thing. Do you need to yatza lettuce, boy? Is it Shabbos? Like,
or no, you could take it apart easier than if you cooked it together. It could be, it really envelops within.
Okay, so let's say I freeze it together and really it's frozen together right now. It's hard to take it apart depending on the situation.
20 minutes later. It's
depends. Okay, so somebody asked me about, you know, what's this? Cookies and cream ice cream. You can't really take it apart. It's all mushed together, right? You know, it's frozen together. It's not, you know, big pieces, you know, I don't know. So it's not poshut. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Same, but they're saying it's not, you know, this is what the Chacham grapple with over here is this din of nefer yachad. The Mishmur says it's poshut. Poshut. Yeah, the source, by the way, is in Shulchan Aruch Rav. But his source is it's poshut. It's not a clear source. But they're all saying in Svara that, according to the Chayyotim, if they're nikr and nifr, you can teach on them separately, this whole conversation doesn't start. They're all going that we don't mind being nikr and nifr and seeing each thing separately. You can still be shaped taruvis. So if it's a taruvis, it's a taruvis. If it's not a taruvis, it's nice layers. Yeah. Right? You eat chocolate covered wafers. You know, come on, you already take them apart, right? You know, eat them separate, right? Right? They're separate. You can separate them. It's not cool. They're not baked together. You bake the wafers and you put the chocolate on top and you melt the chocolate on top and you make a bracha on the chocolate separately from the wafer. It's one thing. So then mezonos is ikur according to Mishnah Berurah. No, it's two things. You make two brachas. What do you do? My kavanah is for both. I like the chocolate very much and I like the wafer. Which one is it? So this din of nefer yachad needs to be explained. It's a very important din. Okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow.